We're going to start from Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. We actually got pretty far into the Amud, so we're on the 23rd line by the two dots by Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Misha Chala V'Nata Lamus. Unfortunately, a common occurrence today. Person who is ill and is about to die. Omrim Lo Hisvada. Tell the person to do Vidui. Why? Shekein kol hamumasin misvaden, because any person who is about to die, specifically in the context of Misas Bezdin, let's say a person is chayiv Misa for whatever reason, for Chilul Shabbos, for committing adultery, for Avodah Zarah, for whatever reason, before you put them to death, before you administer the Arba Misos Bezdin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says you have to tell them to do Vidui, because if you get killed in Bezdin without doing Vidui, then the whole Misa is completely pointless. It doesn't affect Kapara unless it was accompanied by Vidui. So the Gemara gives a mashal. Adam yotze lashuk. If a person goes out to the marketplace, yehidome be'enav kamisha nimsar lesradio. You should view it as if you're being handed over to an officer. Chash berosho. If you have a headache, yehidome be'enav kamisha nisanuhu bekolar. You should view it as if they chained you up, as if they put you in chains. Ala lamita v'nafal. If you're now bedridden, yehidome be'enav kamosha ha'aluhu legardom lidom. You should view it as if you're on your way to the gallows. Shekol ha'ola legardom lidon, because anyone on their way to the gallows, im yesh lo prakliten gedolim nitzel, v'im lav eno nitzel. If you have a really good, lawyer, defender, someone to stick up for you, so then you'll be fine. But if you don't, if the guy is, someone that the city provides for you, whatever, so then, it's not going to end well for you. V'ilu ein prakliten shal adam, tshuva ma'asim tovim. Doing tshuva and a person's mitzvos are your best, is basically your best defense to be spared from death. The Gemara says that even if there are 999 malachim that are trying to prosecute you, and there's one that speaks on your behalf positively, that's enough to spare you from death. The Gemara cites a pasuk from Sefer Iov, which basically means that if you're going to have a malach who's an advocate, who even if he's only one out of 1,000, to basically vouch for a person's yashrus, for their for their uprightness, that's enough to spare a person from death. And then the Gemara has.
Aren't the situations when Misa is yechaper?
Misa, generally speaking, Misa only acts as a kapara if it's also accompanied by tshuva. Usually, the Gemara in Yuma usually assumes that. That tshuva is a necessary prerequisite for kapara, no matter what else is happening. It won't matter whether it's misa or yisurin or anything. You also need to have tshuva accompanied by it. Okay, and now the Gemara has a similar statement here. Rabbi Eliezer ben Osho, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Omer, Afilu Chamayos Tetishin Betisha Be'oso Malach Lechova Ve'echad Lishchus Nitzol Shenamar Meilitz Echad Mini Aleph. Even if 999 parts of one malach are accusing you, there's only one part of that malach that can find anything beneficial in you, that's also enough to spare you from death. Tana Rabbanan, Al Shalosh Averos Nashim Mesos Yoldos, Rabbi Elazar Omer Nashim Mesos Yelados. So the Gemara, if you remember, we had the Mishnah yesterday that spoke about the three things that can cause a woman to die, what we thought was during childbirth, right, which is not observing Hilchos Nida, Hafrashas Chala, or not being careful about Hadlakas Nero Shabbos. So that's the standard explanation of the Mishnah. But Rabbi Elazar says that the Pshat in the Mishnah is not that she's going to die during childbirth, but rather Yaldos, from the word Yalda. She's going to die as a young girl, as a young woman. Rabbi Acha Omer, but Avon Shemechab Tzoas B'neiham B'Shabbos, Rabbi Acha says that there are two sins that cause these women to die prematurely. One is the sin of cleaning the feces out of their baby's diapers on Shabbos. What exactly is that referring to? So obviously they didn't have disposable diapers. They had just regular cloth diapers, which meant that they needed to be cleaned. But the problem is that cleaning a diaper on Shabbos, if you clean a cloth diaper or you clean anything which is dirty on Shabbos, is a malach of mechabes. It's kibbutz. It's doing laundry, which is an isser d'oraisa. So apparently these women were not so machbit about that. They would violate the isser of kibbutz. And the other problem, Rabbi Acha says, the other issue with why they would die early is because they used to refer to the Aron Kodesh as Arana. Arana, as we'll see in the Gemara in a second, was apparently some kind of a derogatory shorthand form of referring to the Aron. So the Gemara continues to explain. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elazar Omer, Ba'avon shnei dvarim ameh ha'aratzos meisim, al shekorin la'aron ha'kodesh arana, v'al shekorin la'beis ha'kinesas beisam. There are two sins for which ameh ha'aratz, for which ignorant people die prematurely. One, again, is for referring referring to the Aron as Arana, this kind of derogatory term, and the other is for referring to a shul, instead of calling it a base Knesses, they call it a base Am, just like, a gathering of people, even though the word Knesses also kind of means a gathering, but the assumption is that you're doing it for a more elevated, holy purpose. Also, the word Am, oftentimes, as Rashi and Chumash points this out in many places, the word Am usually has a negative connotation, as in like Pchusim Sheba Am, the lowest people amongst the nation. So calling it a base Am might have that connotation. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosha Bidke Misa Nivru Beisha, V'Amri La Shlosha Divke Misa Nida V'Chala V'Hadlaka Saner Chada K'Rabbi Elazar V'Chada K'Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes two different versions about what our Mishnah meant when it talked about the three things that can lead to death, either during childbirth or as a young girl. So the Gemara uses two versions. One is Bidke Misa and one is Divke Misa. The difference being that Bidke Misa are things that kind of stick to you. Divke Misa are things that accelerate death. So in other words, the difference being, if you follow the Shita of the Rabbanan, which is what we thought the Pshat in the Mishnah was, that the women died during childbirth, that would conform with the first Pshat of Bidke Misa. In other words, something which they're going to get punished for during a time of Sakana, which is something that we spoke a lot about yesterday on the top of the Samud, all the different muscles that we gave from the Amoraim to underscore the idea that bad things happen during a time of Sakana. But according to the other version of Divke Misa means something which speeds up death. So that would conform with Rabbi Elazar, who says that the young girls will die prematurely if they violate or are not careful about any of these three halachos. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hilchos Hekdesh Trumos Umaisros Hein Hein Gufei Torah V'Nimseru La'ameh Ha'aretz. The Gemara says that the halachos regarding Hekdesh, Truma, and Maiser are Gufei Torah, which means that they're very severe, that the punishments for not being careful or not treating these things with Kedusha or not being Makbit to separate Trumos and Maisros, the punishment for that is very severe. And the Gemara says that that's one of the reasons why Ameh Ha'aretz, why ignorant people ultimately are punished and are ultimately killed, because they're not careful about the kedusha or about the about being makbid, about separating things like trumos and maestros. So the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Nosson Omer, Ba'avon nedarim mesa isha shel adam shenemar im ein lechol shalem lama yikach mishkavecha mitachtecha. The Gemara cites a pasuk in Mishlei, which basically says that if let's say a person takes a neder, takes a vow, but fails to fulfill that neder, the Gemara says that the punishment for that is that your wife will die, because the pasuk in Mishlei says that if you don't fulfill that which you've promised, lama yikach mishkavecha mitachtecha, why is your bed, which is an allusion to your wife, going to be taken from underneath you? Rebbe Omer, Ba'avon Nedarim, Banim Mesim Kishehim Tanim, Shenamar, Al Titenes Picha Lachatias Bisaracha, Vial Tomar Lifneha Malach Kishagagahi, Lama Yiktofa Elokim Al Kolecha, Vichibelas Maaseyadecha, Ezehin Maaseyada Shaladam, Heve Omer Banavub Nosav Shaladam. The Gemara says another punishment for not fulfilling your Nedarim is that your children will die when they're very young. The Gemara cites a pasuk from Koheles, which says that Hashem will destroy your Maaseyadecha, your handiwork, which the Gemara interprets to mean your children. Tanu Rabbanan.
How can we ever say that a man, somebody else is punished for your particular sin?
It's an excellent,
basic cloud of the punished for our own sin.
Yes, that is true. That's actually a pasuk in Chumash, right? The pasuk says that lo yumsu avos abanim ubanim lo yumsu al avos ishbechato yumasu. You're right. It's pasuk in Parshat Kiseitse. However, the Gemara points out in other places that pasuk is referring to children once they're already over the age of bar and bas mitzvah. If you have a 5-year-old, this is one of the reasons, by the way, why when your son turns bar mitzvah, we say the bracha of Baruch Shep Tarani Mianshu Shalzeh, you're no longer accountable for his sins, and he's also no longer accountable for your sins. When a kid is under bar bas mitzvah, that child actually, based on the simple reading of this Gemara and of other Gemaras, is actually going to be punished for anything that you do. Because you're right. Otherwise, like, it doesn't make any sense. The Torah says that children aren't punished for the sins of their fathers or their parents, but that's assuming that the kids are already over a certain age. So until your kid is a certain age, it's not just you that's going to be held accountable for what you do. Your kids are going to feel the effects of it as well. Yeah.
That answer might answer about children. It doesn't certainly answer about your wife, though.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, you could also make the argument, again, we find this in other places, we have the principle called Ishto Kagufo, right? We have this idea in the realm of Hilchos Eidos, right? For example, a man can't testify about his wife. Yeah. Right. So we saw that idea yesterday on the top of Amud Aleph. The idea that, you know, good things happen through good people, but that idea wouldn't necessarily explain why someone else should get killed, you know, because of my averus. But this Gemara is assuming that anyone who's related to you in a certain way is going to feel the effects of an aver that you do. And again, that's going to be the theme of pretty much the rest of this daf, as we'll see. Okay. So the Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan ba'avon nedarim banim meisim divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, Ba'avon Bitl Torah. So we have a machlokas, what sin in particular causes the death of children? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, it's like we said before, the sin of not keeping your nedarim. According to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it's the sin of Bitl Torah. So the Gemara explains, Bishlam Alamanda Omer Ba'avon Nedarim Kedamra. So I understand the first opinion that says that your children died for failure to keep your nedarim. We just quoted that you know in the previous Gemara. But El Alamanda Omer Ba'avon Bitl Torah Maikra. What's the source that children will die prematurely because of your failure to learn Torah? Because the Gemara cites a pasuk from Yirmiyahu that says, "Lashav yikisi es b'neichem musar lo lakachu." For no reason, I was reprimanding or hitting your children. They didn't accept the musar. They didn't accept, you know, in other words, the muster, you know, the muster that I was giving, and therefore they die because they didn't accept the lessons of the Torah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar leman d'amar ba'avon nedarim nami mehacha lashav yikisi es b'nechem al iske shav. So comes Rav Nachman and says this pasuk in Yirmiyahu can also be the source for the first opinion in the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon, namely that your inability to keep your nedarim is also the cause for why your children die prematurely, because again the pasuk in Yirmiyahu uses the word lashav. Again, shav can also be an allusion to iske shav, to things that pertain to, you know, swearing falsely or swearing in vain. So the Gemara explains, Michti, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hainu Rebbe. The Rebbe ba'avon edarim kamer. We know, of course, that Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi are the same person. So the question is, why does Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi say in our Gemara that the reason why children die prematurely is because of Bittul Torah, when in the previous Gemara, on the top of the Samad, on the end of the third line, he said it was because of Nedarim. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, no. Basar deshama mir Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. It was, in other words, initially he thought it was Bittul Torah, but once he heard Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon say it was because of the sin of not keeping your Nedarim, he ended up backing out and changing his mind. So fine. So the Gemara now says, "Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba v'Rabbi Yosi." Chad Amar. Wait, I think there's someone who's not muted. Can everyone just mute themselves if you're not muted already? Okay. So the Gemara says, "Chad Amar ba'avon mezuzah, v'chad Amar ba'avon bittul Torah." So the Gemara has a machlokas here about another version of the same issue. What sin will cause your children to die? So one version says it's a failure to put up a mezuzah, and one again, like we said before, says that it's because of bittul Torah. So the Gemara explains, "Leman da'amar ba'avon mezuzah mikra nidrash lefanav velo lefnei fanav." Leman da'amar ba'avon bittul Torah mikra nidrash lefanav velo lefnei fanav. So what exactly is this machlokas about? So basically, we know that at the end of the paragraph of Ahayayim Shamoa, there are three consecutive psukim. We have Ukshartem la'osal yedchem v'hayu l'totafos bein enichem, that's about tefillin. Then we have Uchsavtama mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha, which is about mezuzah. And then we have Laman yirbu yemeichem, which is about your children living a long life. So the question here is, the pasuk of Ukshartem la'osal yedchem is also an allusion to Torah, not just a tefillin. So also because it says afterwards, v'limatem osam es b'neichem, right? So the question is, how do we understand the sequence of those three psukim? So the first opinion in the Gemara that says that it's that the reason why your children die is because of mezuzah. So the pasuk of mezuzah, uchsavtama mezuzos pesecha, is right before the pasuk of leman yirbu yemeichem. Those two psukim are juxtaposed to each other, which means that we link those two psukim and say if you didn't put up a mezuzah, your kids will die. Whereas if you hold of the other opinion that it's a problem of bittul Torah, then the Gemara says you hold of the other ashita in the Gemara, which is mikra nidrash lefanav. You can actually go back to psukim from the pasuk that you're in, and you can link the, you know, to psukim earlier to the current pasuk. So, for example, you could say you can look to psukim before lemani yirbu yemeichem, and you'd see v'limatem osam es b'neichem, and you realize, oh, it's because of bittul Torah. That's the reason why your children are going to die prematurely. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Pligi bar Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda, chadam ar ba'avon mezuzah v'chadam ar ba'avon tzitzis. So again, now we have another version of which types of averos will kill your children. One is, again, failure to put him a mezuzah, and one is failure to wear tzitzis. So bishlam alamand amar ba'avon mezuzah, dichsev uchsav tamam mezuzos beisecha, uchsev basrei luman yirbu yimeichem v'imei v'neichem. That's what we just said in the previous Gemara. It's the juxtaposition of those two psukim. But elu lamand amar ba'avon tzitzis ma'itayma. What's the issue? Why does one's children die for failure to put on tzitzis? Amar Rav Kahana v'isei mashiva mari, dichsev, the Gemara cites a pasuk here from Yirmiyahu, gam bichnathecha nimtzu'u dam navshos evyonim nikiyim. Even on the corners of your garments, you're going to find the blood of the innocent. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, leman d'amar ba'avon mezuzah nami mehacha, dichsev, lo v'machteres mitzasim, she'asu psachim kamachteres. So comes Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and says that same pasuk from Yirmiyahu, the end of that pasuk that we just quoted before, could also be the source that your children die prematurely for failure to put up a mezuzah, because that pasuk ends off by saying, lo v'machteres mitzasim, they weren't found in the tunnel, they weren't found tunneling under the house, meaning they made the entrances to their house like a tunnel, meaning to say that they didn't put up a mezuzah. So according to Rav Nachman, that same pasuk from Yirmiyahu could also be the source that children die prematurely because of a failure to put up a mezuzah. Amar Reish Lakish. Yeah. Yeah.
In the Tosos, it says, Bavon Sitzkis, is that because it's Tosos Yishanim?
Yeah. That happens a lot in different Mesechas. It doesn't happen often in Mesechas Shabbos. It happens in Mesechas Nida. It happens in Mesechas and Kachim. It happens often. But yeah, but that Tosos says that it's only that idea that you die, that your children die for failure to put on tzitzis, that was specifically during those times of the Gemara, because again, as we know today, the vast majority of garments that we wear today are not four-cornered garments. So technically speaking, we're not really obligated to wear tzitzis, although the Gemara Menachos says that it's a good idea to wear them anyway, even if you're not obligated, because at the time that Hashem gets angry, the Gemara says that tzitzis is the one thing that will spare you from feeling the wrath of Hashem's anger. So even though we're not, again, assuming that you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, which most of us are not, you're not technically obligated to wear tzitzis, it's still a good idea to wear it anyway, just to protect you from Hashem's wrath. Okay. Yeah.
So, we know a lot of people, either they don't put up a mezuzah, or they put up a mezuzah and it's got a blank parchment inside, and not everyone's child family.
Okay.
Is there something else that's with?
It's a great question. I mean, listen, I think at the end of the day, it's very hard for us to, you know, to sit here and play God and tell you why someone's children live or die. Meaning, like, the Gemara here itself is giving you, you know, 10, 15 different reasons why children could die. So, you know, if a person, God forbid, loses a child, so, like, how do I know which of these reasons was the reason? I don't know. It could be tzitzis, mezuzah, bittul Torah, and nedar. Like, the Gemara throws out like a million reasons here. So it's not, I think it's very, very hard to pinpoint and say, this is the reason why the kids died. I think it's hard to say that. I think this Gemara more, as opposed to being taken maybe in the most literal sense, where like, we're supposed to be like, yeah, your kid died for this or that reason. I think it's just more teaching us the severity of these halachos. I think that's probably a better way, you know, probably a more palatable way to look at it. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Amar Reish Lakish Kol Azar Betzitzis Zocha Umeshamshin Lo Beis Alav Veches Meos Avodim Shene Amar Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Bayomim Mahima Asher Yachaziku Asara Anashim Mikol Shonos Hagoyim VeHachaziku Bechnaf Ish Yehudi Leimor Neu Echayim Achem. The Gemara says that if a person is careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, then in the future he will have 2,800 servants serving him. What's the source? What's the basis for this? The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Sefer Zechariah, where the pasuk says that in the future, there are going to be 10 members of each of the 70 nations who are going to come and grab on to one of your four corners of your garment. So if you do the math, that's 700 people times four corners, that's 2,800 people. Okay. The Gemara now gives a simon, gives a mnemonic device that alludes to the next number of statements the Gemara is going to make. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Ba'avon sin aschinam, Meriva Rava Besoch Beso Shal Adam, V'ishto Mapelas Nefalim, Uvana Vuvnosov Shal Adam Mesim Kesheim Ktanim. For the sin of Sinas Chinam, of baseless hatred, it causes strife in a person's house, causes a person's wife to miscarry, and it causes one's children to die early. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ba'avon Chala, In Bracha B'Mechunas, Umeira Mishtaleches Ba'Sha'arim, V'Zorin Zra'im V'Achirim Ochlin, Shene'emar, Afaniya Sezos Lachem, B'Hivkati Aleichem Be'Hala, Es HaShachefes V'Es HaKadachas, Mechalos Inayim Undivos Nafesh, Uzratem Larik Zarachem Ba'achalu Oyeveichem, Al Tikre Be'Hala, Ela Be'Chala, V'Im Nos Nemis Barachin, Shene'emar V'Rechis Arisos Echem, Titanu La'Kohen, Lahaniach Barachal Be'Sacha. Basically, the Gemara says that if a person is not careful about the mitzvah of Parshas Challah, he's not going to have any blessing, any bracha in his gathered grains and wine in his warehouse. And all of the stock market prices, all the market prices are going to be cursed, meaning there's going to be inflation on all the food. And he's going to plant, but other people are going to eat the food that he planted. And the Gemara cites a pasuk from Parshas Bechukosai, from the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai, that basically says, Hashem says you're going to be busy, planting, and then all these winds and all these, terrible things are going to come and destroy all your crops, and you won't have anything to eat. And the Gemara explains that the word in the pasuk, "Vehivkati aleichem behala," I'm going to make you all confused. The Gemara interprets that word as if it says "bechala." If you're not careful about the mitzvah of freshes chala, then all of these terrible things will happen. And then the Gemara also says that if you are careful about it, so then you're going to be showered with bracha. You're going to have bracha rain down on you. The Gemara cites a pasuk from Yecheskel that says that if you separate chala, the pasuk says, "Lahaniach bracha al beisach." If you give challah to the kohen, then you're going to have bracha, being showered upon you. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Ba'avon bitul trumos u'maisros shemayim ne'atzarin milohorid talu matar v'hayoker huveh v'hasachar avar uvnei adam ratzin achar parnas hasan ve'in magiyin shene'amar tziyah gam chom yigzelu me'mei shelik sha'ol chato." For the sin, for the failure of a person to separate trumos and maisros, so the Gemara says that as a result of that, Hashem is going to withhold the rain and the dew. Right, and Hashem is going to make inflation in the markets, and people are going to lose their profits. They're going to run after Parnassa, but they're not going to be able to attain it. Gemara cites a pasuk from Sefer Iov that says that drought and heat consume the snowy waters. So too, the people who sinned are going to end up in Gehenna. So the question the Gemara asks is, "My mashma, how does that pasuk in Iov connect to people who don't give trumos and maisros?" So the Gemara explains, "Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael b'shvil dvarim shetzivisi aschem b'yim." Because of your failure to do the summer-related mitzvah, the mitzvah of the summer, which is separating trumos and maisros from your crops, which typically were ready in the summertime, therefore Hashem says, I'm going to steal away all your rain and snow in the winter. I'm not going to provide any rain in the winter. But if you do give trumos and maisros, Hashem says, then I'm going to bless you. Shenemar, the pasuk in Malachi says, "Haviu es kol ha'aser al beis ha'utzar v'hiterif b'veisi." Famous pasuk in Malachi that says that if you bring all of your masir to the warehouse and you distribute it to the Kohanim, Hashem says, I promise I'm going to open up the skylines of the heavens, and you're going to have so much grain and so much food until you say it's enough. What does that mean? My ad belidai, Amar Rami Barchama Amar Rav Ad Sheyivlu Sifso Seichem Yilomar Dai. The word ad belidai mean that your lips are going to get so worn out from saying enough. That you have so much, you have so much excess of food that that eventually you're going to get worn out from saying enough. Ba'avon gezel hagovai olev ha'ra'av hoveh uvnei adam ochlim besar b'nein uvnosein. Shene emar shemu ha'davar hazeh paros ha'bashan asher b'har shomeron ha'oshikos talim harot tzitzos evyonim. So the Gemara says that for the sin of theft, there is an increase in locusts that attack your crops. Then there's famine, and people eat the flesh of their children. The Gemara cites a pasuk from Sefer Amos that says you should listen, cows from Bashan who dwell on Har Shomron, those people who steal, who extort the poor and the paupers. So the Gemara explains based on this, Amar Rava, kigon hanei nashe demechoza de'achlan v'lo avdan. Right, so this is, for example, the wives in Mechoza, they would eat without actually working. So they cause, as Rashi explains, they would cause their husbands to steal because these women lived a very lavish lifestyle that forced essentially their husbands to steal. Uchsev, the pasuk says in Sefer Amos, he kasei eschem bashid afonu vayirakon harabos. So the pasuk in Amos says that Hashem says I've stricken down your crops with mildew and with these other forms of winds that destroy the crops. All of your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees, everything has been devoured by the locust. Uchsev, the pasuk says in Sefer Yoel, Yeser ha'gazam achal ha'arbeh, v'yeser ha'arbeh achal ha'yelek, v'yeser ha'yelek achal ha'chasil. These are all different types of locusts locusts and worms that are consuming each other and eventually consuming the crops. And then we have another pasuk from Sefer Yeshayahu that says, "Vayigzor al yamin viraav, vayochal al simal velo saveu, ish besar zeroo yochelu." Right, the pasuk says in Sefer Yeshayahu that, you know, it says that, you know, a person grabs something with his right hand and he's hungry, he eats it with the left hand, but he's not satisfied. Every man eats his own flesh. The Gemara says, "Al tikre besar zeroo, ela besar zaro." We can interpret that pasuk to mean that it's that he's ke'ilu eating the flesh of his children, which is what the Gemara said before, that one of the punishments for theft is as if you're eating the flesh of your children. Okay, so we'll stop here for now.